time would order, June 1st. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. The media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'd like to acknowledge members of the community that we have lost. I guess thank God there's only one, Thomas Livingston, has passed away. There he is.
There she is.
You're supposed to say, shh, here she comes.
I used to that, Bob.
Mater, we're on item number six.
Oh, my God.
Approval of the agenda. Do we need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of $22.97 to $23.36 and the ACH fund of $12.55 to $12.58.
I had a chance to review those and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 18th, 2022 regular town board meeting.
Okay, please.
I don't see any red marks here, so I think.
Is that a second?
Yeah.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 18th, 2022 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 18th, 2022 board review to a later date.
Move for approval of that.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the board review to a later date. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We transferred $76,429.42 out of the reserve fund. And what we did with that, we bought two furnaces and a new 450, big truck. So, therefore, we now have $185,254.60 in the reserve fund. And then all total, we have $1,194,614.74. And in the ambulance account, we have $545,523.27.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comments on agenda items? Seeing none, move on to item number 12, discussion possible action, road bids. At this time, I'd like to turn the chair over to Supervisor Cobb as my employer is one of the bidders and I do not want to be accused of any unethical behavior.
Pete, do you wanna go over these?
Yeah, there were three bids, one for Autobahn, one for Total Com, and one for Plumber Lake. And just by, you know, with the budget that we had to do, I would suggest we do Total Com and Autobahn.
How much is in the budget, Nancy?
$200,000.
$200,000.
And then that leaves us around $5,600 left over that we can use to do some crack sealing. Possibly Florshine Road, which is, I can't remember how old Florshine is, if it's maybe 4 years old and it's starting to get some cracks, so now it's time to stay ahead of it, do some crack sealing if possible.
So out of the, I'm going to go looking at Plummer Lake and Total Tom. Which is the worst of the two?
Probably Total Tom. It depends, they both have their issues.
We do have the lure permit for the Total Tom, and we don't have it for Plummer. We also don't have it for Audubon, but they were submitted, we just don't have it back yet.
I checked.
And Total Tom, we were going to do last year, and we carried over. We do now, it was kind of planned to do, but there's a lot of swamp. I don't know if you're familiar with Total Tom. There's that on Total Tom Drive. It's all swamp, and the roadbed is just separating, so you don't just have cracks this way, you have, instead of horizontal cracks, they call it vertical crack, which with the road, and it's just the road separating, and it's kind of just fading away. So we're just doing that lower part. We're not even doing the whole stretch, just that lower part. We're going to build it up with gravel and some fractured stone to build it up good, not just the average 4 inches of gravel. It's getting built up in places so it'll stay there. So. And there's some pretty big ruts in the road, too.
Is that right at the beginning? Are you doing right at the beginning of Total Tom? Or are you getting into it more?
Yeah, that's Total Tom Lane.
You're doing
the drive?
It starts
off of Indian Village Road. Total Tom Drive takes a left off of that, goes down into the swamp and around, so.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go back to a question that we had when we were looking at Thunderbird residents. How many, do we know how many residents we have down Total Tom Drive, year-round residents versus seasonal residents, and vice versa with Plummer?
No, I don't know. You know, and I guess there's a lot of roads, you know, that we could really go through that. There's a lot of roads that need work, like I brought up at one of the previous meetings, you know, we should have more money to keep up with more roads, because there's other roads that are equally as bad. It's kind of a...
Well, I guess my main point is that we are servicing roads that are being used and not that I'm picking a fraction of the community, but those that are continually used and not necessarily by just our summer traffic, that it's everyday year-round residents where, you know,
sure,
there's
I guess,
a garbage truck going down or...
I don't know, you know, without knocking on every door, how would you find out who is here when, and who's here a lot, and who's here a couple times a year. You know, I see what your point, but it's hard to say.
Well, I want to be prepared for someone coming in, say that's maybe on Plummer Lake Road,
mm-hmm.
that's a year-round residence, to be able to answer any concerns that they have if we,
mm-hmm.
if we're not doing Plummer Lake. So I want to be a little bit more proactive to address comments, because you're right, we do need more money in the budget, and it seems that what we choose, maybe one year, we're always pushing one over to the following
year
because
we're pushing a lot of them over.
Budgetary,
you know, there's a half a dozen roads that are pretty equal that have people on that could be done now, but you just keep, and it's like that everywhere. It's not just here. You can drive through any township up here. They've got their good roads and they've got their, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everybody's got them. Just trying to do what we can with what we have. But that road does have like some ruts in it, and on that is kind of a safety hazard. A pothole is one thing, but if you have a ruts from where the road's doing the vertical separation, that's, you know,
yep.
That was
dangerous.
What kind of where one of the concerns started. So.
I have just a comment. The county board has joined other county boards around the state in requesting an easing of the levy limits so that we can address problems like this. And I don't know that we're going to get anywhere with it, but there is a mass movement underway because everybody's in the same boat here.
And I'm sure that you're in the cities too, with all the
yep.
infrastructure in the cities, there's just the nonstop traffic. And, you know, they've got roads in cities that are giant potholes that thousands of cars drive down every day, and where do you start, what do you do?
Yep.
So you'll keep a surprise of that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I'll be the first one to come and celebrate if we get, that through.
So, in checking with land management on the Lua, are you, are there any other questions or concerns that you can answer as far as Autobahn goes?
No, I'm gonna meet with Kristen Hansen, I believe her name is. I think everybody else has signed off on it. She just wasn't sure. I don't know if she's kinda new to this, because she hasn't been involved with the other permits. And I talked to her the other day, and we're gonna go out there, and I'm gonna show her what we're gonna do. We really aren't doing much on Autobahn. There's not a lot there. It's a short road. There's only a couple of trees, and I'm gonna take her out. So I'm pretty sure that when her and I go out Thursday, and she sees what we're doing, that it's, I would think within a day or two, she'll okay it, and then it'll be all done.
Okay.
And Toto Tom was all done and ready to go.
Right.
We've just gotta do some dirt work. There's some real high banks there, and kinda get things ready, take a few trees down. But I don't foresee any issue in Autobahn, other than she just had some questions.
And then I guess a final comment, that even though Plummer Lake isn't on, I would still go through with the Lua.
And we are, yeah.
Continue to do that.
Yep.
Any additional comments or concerns? Ready to take action?
Yeah, I think we are.
What are the wishes?
Not what we need to do, but what we have to do.
Have to?
Yeah. I think we should go with Pete's assessment and take on Toto Tom and Autobahn as this year's repair calendar.
So on the Autobahn, are you going with the lower, bid? Is that your recommendation?
Pit Lake and Wick was lower on, Autobahn, and they were the only one to bid on Toto Tom.
Right, I was just clarifying.
Yeah, I think we have to go with the lower bid because they're more.
Yep, and I, that's what I'd suggest.
They're both capable companies, they're gonna have to, fly by rights.
No, no fly by rights.
So is that your motion, Mr. Hanson?
Long way around, but I got there.
Okay, then I will second for Toto Tom, Pit Lake and Wick at the 138-201. Autobahn for the Pit Lake and Wick for the 56-143-75.
That'll do it.
Motion carried.
Gloria?
Yes.
Related to that, not long ago, in response to both your request and, Mr. Hansen's request, Pete submitted to you a longer range plan, if you will, for road construction. And you haven't yet had time to take a look at that. And what you just approved is the first year of that five-year plan that he gave you. When are you going to have an opportunity to take a look at that whole plan and address some of the financial issues that keep coming up relative to it? I guess that's an open-ended question. When are you going to take some time to take a look at the work that he did to comply with your request?
We'll put it on a future agenda. I don't know if it'll, if we have time on the next agenda, or I would say, safely say within the next two meetings, we should be able to fully meet with Pete and go through that five-year plan.
July.
Okay, so figuring by the end of July, no later then?
Yeah. I know he put in a lot of work on that, and I think we need to respect that and use that plan.
And I guess, Pete, some of the questions I was asking, again, maybe my memory's failing me, but to address those two as far as severity of the road and order rank.
Okay, item number 13. Discussion, possible action, approval of bartender's license for Terry M. Turner.
I would move for approval. I had opportunity to run Terry Turner through the computer, and I didn't know anything terribly concerning.
And you know that the clerk runs these on every applicant through the Department of Justice. That's why you get the printout of it, so, yeah, she, we pay to have that done.
Well, I get to do it for free.
Well, by state law, we have to do that. Okay, there's a motion.
Your motion?
Yeah, I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion been seconded, or motion been made and seconded to approve bartender's license for Terry M. Turner. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 5:16.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming on this summer evening.